You know that moment, like before you're about to make out and you both can sense that make out is about to happen?
Oh, beautiful.
So I took that opportunity. I was like, 1 second. I called my boyfriend. I said, "We're off again."
She said, "What?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er."
Not good.
She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast
where two unqualified friends,
two unhinged comedians,
determine once and for all what is good
and what is bad. Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. In each episode of the podcast, a guest shares a morally questionable story from their life and we'll decide if they're in the right or in the wrong. Now, Sterling, I need to do a follow-up to something I was bitching about a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
Actually, I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you remember, but I was talking about how a friend shared a picture of me that I absolutely hated when she visited me in New York.
Yeah.
Well, the plus side is we have a listener. The bad news is she heard it. So, last night, as I was drifting off into slumber, as my melatonin was kicking in, I see a message that I got from her. And I was just like, I started to get a little bit of diarrhea.
Well, good.
Because like when I talk about stuff on the show, I don't think actually anyone's listening, right? I just feel like it's going out into the ether.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not responsible for what I say. That's dumb. And no, she was just like, "I'm so sorry. You're right. I said I wouldn't post it, but I was also a little drunk and I didn't mean to." And then I was just like, "No, I should apologize. I'm sorry I was being a little bitch, but to be honest, I hate every picture of myself." And then she was like, "Well, to even the score, I'll send you a terrible picture of me." And so she sent me one. I was like, "Okay, thanks."
Wow. So you're kind of playing with fire that you're addressing it again on the podcast. Well, dear listener, just know
her name is Stevie.
Stevie. Thank you so much for listening. Blair is in the wrong in this scenario. Post whatever you want about him. It's facebook.com. It literally doesn't matter. And thank you so much for listening and subscribing and rating us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, babe. Okay, well, I think kind of I don't really have any major news in my life right now other than I was talking to a dear friend and she said this. She's really thinking major things are about to change for me. So that could be good.
Okay.
She's saying you're going to have an amazing summer. She can feel it. She can feel it in her bones.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to do it anyway, but I just still wanted to get approval because I'm very raw after hurting Stevie's feelings. Stevie, again, I'm so sorry. But I saw this TikTok. So I'm wondering if you saw it too. Is this tarot card reader?
No.
And maybe he sees the future. I don't know. But he said specifically June 9th, if you're seeing this, this is a good day. This is the day everything happens.
Really?
So I bookmarked it.
I haven't heard that. It's actually today is an amazing day, the 23rd, astrologically. It's an incredible day, which is interesting because I can't say it's been an incredible day for me. I've been in an actually bad mood. And I actually forgot to tell you this. I had a dream about you.
Sexual?
It was sexual. No.
Oh, wow.
I had a dream
okay.
about you.
Well, you don't have to be totally opposed by it.
You would be so pissed if I had that kind of dream.
No,
because
I wouldn't.
Famously,
I'd be curious,
I feel like
actually.
You're disturbed by the female figure, so.
No, I'm not disturbed by it. I'm just like, it's not like, if you go into an ice cream shop, it's not my first choice, you know? Like, I'm gonna get chocolate.
Yeah,
don't
well, I hate to be like, this is not my first choice either, but, you know.
Vanilla or sex?
The female figure. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, in my dream, you had sent me an email, and it was like, you were really mad at me, honestly.
Okay.
We were talking about the pod. And then you were just like, I really don't have, like, the capacity to do, like, I can't remember. It was like something, some editing thing. It took me so long. I actually checked my email because I was like, maybe that was real. But I
so with that said, this is our last episode.
You're like, babe, wasn't a dream. I sent that email. No, I really am ready and I'm thinking this summer is going to be amazing. And speaking of a sexy, fun summer, I have a really fun, sexy, fun show coming up June 12th, Wednesday, if you can believe that. What a random night to have a show, but not random at all.
I'm invested. Who's going to be there?
We have Aparna Nancherla. We have Jenna Friedman. And we have Brian Bahi. And we have, you'll never believe this, me and my friend Kelsey. And we're going to be doing stand-up. We're going to be telling some juicy, juicy stories. Honestly, I want to say this. All of our stories we have told at this live show have been, I'm quaking. I actually have called out in the audience, can, if you identify yourself, if you're the person here, because I really am talking shit at these shows.
Oh.
But not talking shit, but I'm like talking, I'm talking gossip. I'm talking
okay.
celebrity gossip. I'm talking interpersonal gossip. So come on out if you kind of want to hear the tea live. This is like too long of a pitch, but okay. Anyways.
No, you got to sell it, baby. You got to sell it.
Lyric Hyperion, Wednesday, June 12th at 7:30 p.m. And the ticket link is in my bio. Okay, anyways, I am so excited to have our guest on today. She did our live show in New York in January. She is truly so, so funny. So to be sure to check out, she does shows all the time in New York. Please welcome our guest today, Kenise Mobley. Kenise, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Such a seamless entrance. Yeah. No technical difficulties at all.
Now, I will point out, Kenise cannot really see Sterling on her end. So I have a headshot pulled ready for whenever Sterling is talking. So you have something to
write. Thank you. Thank you. That's so necessary.
That was me in college. That was a long, long time ago.
Okay.
I just cut my down big cut on my hair. And this girl came and she was doing my hair and makeup. Have you ever seen yourself and you're like, this can't be what I look like? Like, to me, that woman's actually maybe in her 40s or 50s. And
I'd say she's 38 and she had a child young. And she works as a manager at Kmart.
Which is hard when you actually are 19, ultimately.
Speaking of headshots, can you tell us about one of your infamous headshot experiences? Do you have anything that's made you cry, like Sterling? Or
there was one time I got headshots, because I've gotten headshots only a couple of times. I have had a lot of photos taken of me at shows, and based on the photos taken of me at shows, I'll be like, are me and this person enemies? Because why would you take a photo like this and then post it? And then this guy used to put his name on the photos. So you're putting your name on this thing that looks like, oh, we're making a villain in a children's film, so we gotta make her look as bad as possible with weird lighting and make sure she's making the strangest face possible. And it was like, what did I do to you? Like, I don't even know you. And clearly you're trying to like negatively affect my life. So that's like the worst picture, period.
Wait, so Kenise, you, if I remember correctly, you were just out here for Netflix as a joke in Los Angeles. Is that true?
Yes, I was.
How did this sound to you? How do you kind of feel like coming into LA?
So I used to live in LA.
Oh, you used to live here.
I did. I lived in LA for 2.5 years and I got out of there because I was depressed as hell. So I have my issues with LA.
What is the number one thing you hate about LA?
There is a falseness to a lot of the interactions. So a lot of people make the differentiation between nice and kind. And I am a big proponent of being actually kind versus niceness, which is more about appearance. And in LA, it feels very much so that everyone is nice, but very few people are kind. So they will always leave the door open via conversation like, oh my gosh, you're doing that. I'm so interested in that. I definitely want to work together. Da, 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 da. And so they're always leaving the door open, but truly they would not spit on you if you were on fire. Like they... Unless you are of value to what it is that they are trying to do, you are valueless and therefore not worth attention, time, affection, any of that. So it's just, I met a lot of people. And if you're there long enough, you'll find your people, all that. But I met so many people who are nice over being kind. And it wears on you, I think.
Blair also, famously moved to LA and kind of was here for a month.
Uh-huh. 1 month.
And then moved back. So we're all kind of leaving. Okay. We're kind of always leaving LA.
So wait, why only a month?
Okay, I'll give you the abbreviated version of it.
Thank you.
I lived in Virginia, And for years, I was like, I want to get into comedy, but the acting side, not so much stand-up, because I just didn't think of myself as a stand-up. So I was like,
yeah,
I'll go to LA, mainly because there was a girl that I went to high school who lived out there, and I saw her as an extra in Knocked Up. And I was like, perfect, I have a connection.
Yes.
An extra in Knocked Up.
Okay, it's the scene with where Katherine Heigl is pregnant and she's trying to get in the club, the redhead in the front row.
Okay.
I don't know if I recall, but if I watch again, I'll
give it a rewatch. It's a classic. And so basically I did a cross country trip. The second I hit the 101, I was like, oh God, I think I may have overthought this. I was filled with fear. I missed my family. I'd never lived on my own. I was scared to death.
Ow.
So yeah, had I not let fear run my life, who knows? I could have still been out there.
Right.
I gave it a full month. So when I called my dad, he was just like, great, I'll come out there. We'll do a little vacation. I'll drive you back. He was thrilled I was coming home. So.
I also did a cross-country road trip from Boston to Los Angeles with my identical twin sister.
You have a twin?
I have an identical twin sister, yes.
What does she look like?
Me? You what?
Just testing. I wanted to see if it wasn't a trick.
Yeah. Like me, only with different glasses and longer hair. Yeah.
Wait, would you ever do the switch 'em up? Where yep. Like, yes.
In school, we switched places like a couple of times. But then one time in her class, they had a pop test. And I should say, like in middle school, the science classes, like, we didn't have just like every class had their own set of books. There was like imagine each chapter in a science book is its own book. And those just rotate between the classes. So like her class was studying like the periodic table and my class hadn't gotten there yet. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, hey, you've got a pop test on the periodic table, which I didn't know anything about. And then I failed that pop test. I did raise my hand. I was like, hey, I know this is a pop test, but just, you know, me and my sister, we like switched classes. So I'm not Patrice. And I shouldn't take this test because I don't want to fail it for her. And she's like, are you in the seat? And I was like, yes. And she's like, well, then you have to take the test. And so I failed a chemistry test for my sister. And then we never did that again.
Wow. I guess lesson learned.
I mean, I get it. It makes sense. I was there.
Well, and how did this affect your relationship?
Me and Patrice were less close in high school. Now we are quite close. But I think it is because we are not sharing resources. I think if we have to share resources, we become enemies. So like when we were sharing a car, it was like, I hate that bitch. But now that we share no resources, oh, she's my best friend. So.
I feel like we had a few twins at my high school. And I would always think like it does seem like in some ways like so great because you have like a bud that like you can be so close to. But I feel like there is so much like tiny microaggressions towards twins that were like, there's always kind of like, oh, that's the smart twin. That's the cute twin. Do you know? Like,
she's the pretty one. And it'd be like, what? We look exactly like you confused us like 2 days ago. And now I look worse. What? What happened in 2 days?
I remember growing up and watching shows like Sister, Sister. And I was like, this would be so cool to have a twin. And then we could switch places. I just wanted it to switch places. Basically, so I didn't have to go to school. I'd be like, I'd make my twin go and then I'd stay at home.
They wouldn't want to go either.
Well, they would be more accommodating. They would be like the nice studious one. And I would be the party one, you know? I would take on the roles.
And I'd be the pretty one.
What?
Actually, at one point, I wanted to be a triplet. I was going crazy.
Yeah.
And I took a picture of me 3 times and I cut it out and I put the 2 on the 1 picture. And I was like, this is Brian, Blake, and Blair.
I just think it's wild that you were like triplets because there was like one set of triplets in my city or there was one set of quadruplets in my city. And so everyone knew them as like the, oh, you got to go to the parties at whatever their last name was, his house.
Yeah.
And it was just 4 people who looked like, I don't know, I like this. It was like, oh, okay.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We have a game on this podcast we call Heaven or Hell. And this is a game we're going to be presenting some various scenarios for you, and you're going to decide if they are heaven, hell, or if you're kind of indifferent, purgatory.
Okay.
Now, you have your comedy album follow-up question. So these are going to be some different scenarios in which someone is asking you a type of follow-up question.
Okay, can do.
All right, Blair, do you want to kick us off?
Your barista says in front of the coffee shop, do you want oat milk because you like it or because you're lactose intolerant?
I'm going to say purgatory. I'm neutral. I always do get oat milk, but that's just because I like the way it tastes. I am not lactose intolerant, but I certainly have become like a weird milk snob. And I'm like, you want me to drink milk from a cow? What? And so it's only false milks for me. It does increase my mucus production, and I don't like how that makes me feel. So,
yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, if you have a cold, if you have like stuffy congestion, cut out milk products for a while, because milk really contributes to stuffy nose, mucus. Like, I have asthma, so mucus in the lungs, that kind of stuff. So cut out dairy.
How would you respond to that? Would you just be like, I like oat milk, though?
I'd be like, I like it. And also, is this something you ask everyone? Like, why are you asking me this? Why are you loudly in front of everyone? Like, does it change you putting the oat milk in the thing? Like, not to be mean to baristas. I feel like I respect all workers and stuff. But
yeah,
why are you fucking asking me this?
Maybe he's a photographer. He saw your picture and was like, she's cute. Let me get to know her.
Like, seeing if I'm lactose intolerant, that's like the least representative thing about me.
Well, I didn't say he was good at it.
That's okay. True. And yes, I mean, let's talk about pretty privilege. If it's an attractive guy or a guy that I would be attracted to, I probably wouldn't think twice about the question. And I'd literally say, no, I don't have weak intestines.
He's like, this one's on the house. All right, next one. Your doctor says, I have a few PAs that are going to shadow me today since you're such an anomaly of a patient. That okay?
I hate that. and unless it's because like something about me is so pristine, they've just never seen it before. And they're like, wow, this is exactly what medical textbooks said should be existing in people. But we've never seen it because everyone else has degraded whatever. But I know that's not likely to be the case given all of my health problems. Mm. So if they're bringing in four people, then I would be like, you need to pay me because I'm instructing all of you on a special condition that I have. And if I'm going to suffer, I might as well make money off of it. So I'd say hell unless they're paying me.
Would you have a rate in case they wanted to know?
So if it's helping you develop a medicine that you will go on to charge people hundreds or thousands of dollars for, then damn it. Like, I always think of, I didn't read the book, but I heard a lot of podcasts about it. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, where
heard of it.
Yeah. Like, where they used, like, some weird growth cells, I think, from her, like, cervical area. And then they used that to develop the type of testing that we have today. Like, those cells are now the basis for something. Oh. I did not read the book, but...
That sounds good. That sounds, I remember yeah,
that sounds right.
That
sounds right.
That sounds right.
thanks. So like if it was something like that, where like that is the basis for medical technologies that we use today in lots of applications and that facilitates us generating medicines, treatments, etc., then you better believe I should be getting hundreds of thousands of dollars for that. But if it's just like, look how weird this chick's toe is shaped, then I imagine it would be less.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Number three. Your significant other knocks on the bathroom door and says, you okay in there? Or do you need me to get the plunger?
Okay, I'm going to say heaven because I have never had a live-in significant other. And most of my relationships are quite short. So I would love to be at that level of intimacy wherein I've been in the bathroom for a long time and they're in my house. And I want them to know so much about my bowel movements that they feel comfortable being like, it could be a plunger situation.
See, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Because I try to share that with my boyfriend and he's like, you don't need to. And I'm like, but I want to. I want you to know. Like, for example.
Oh, God.
He's directing a play in South Jersey.
Awesome.
And I was helping him paint the set at this theater. And then I was like, I need to use the restroom. The flush was very low pressure. And I got panicky because it wasn't going down. And so I went out there to tell him. His eyes got real bright and he was like, I don't know if there's a plunger. So I was in there for 15 minutes. I know this is an overshare, but I finally got it to go down. But I was scared because it's a small, locally owned business that I could have desecrated their toilet. And it's frightening. And I needed him to be there for
it. Yes. I understand that feeling. And having someone who would ask and be like, hey, but also in this scenario, the plunger isn't in the bathroom.
I know. Like, I was going to say, this is weird. I know.
We keep it in the kitchen. To the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be right next to it.
Like, what? Yeah.
Well, so I bring this up. If you want to donate to this theater, they're looking for plungers.
Apparently. When someone doesn't have a plunger next to their toilet, I do think that that is like, mean to your guests. Like, as someone who has like fucked up somebody's toilet, I wish that there had been a plunger right there. I have 100%. This is, I will say, one time, the longest relationship I was in high school, and this will get go back to the story that we're going to talk about later for the are you a good person or not thing.
Okay.
But I pooped so big and there was no plunger, and so I was truly in his bathroom for 30 minutes trying to figure out how to get this thing to go down, and also for the toilet to not overflow. And I was just like, just imagine like sweating from nervousness and like trying to work. I have like found a plastic garbage bag and used that to like break up the crap with my hand because there was nothing else to do, and then turn it inside out, like hide the evidence in the bottom of the trash like with all their other trash, and then wash my hands, and then got out and been like, hey, what's up guys, I'm cool, I'm normal, what's up. No, don't worry about why I'm sweating. Don't worry about why I've been there for so long. It's not important.
Like, stay away from the beam dip.
Yeah.
Okay. A friend did a party shouts over to you. What's that name of the girl you hate?
Heaven. Because, like, I think in Boston, when the comedy scene was smaller and I was, like, going out to mics all the time, every night, and, like, doing more, I'd say, that was an environment that breeds hatred and enemies in a certain way. But here, if I don't like somebody, I simply won't see them. Like, I won't see them around. Suddenly, it'll be like, oh, I haven't seen that person in 3 years. They're still doing comedy? Boom.
Yeah.
It's like, not a worry. But if I do have an enemy and this person knows about it, that means that they are one of my closest friends. And honestly, if they're about to be like, what's the name of that girl that you don't like? It means that they're probably about to talk shit. And I fucking love talking shit. Even though I don't have a lot of shit and I don't like feel a lot of animosity, I love gossip. I love hearing beefs. I love all of it. So if she's like, what's the name of that girl you hate? And probably like, oh, I heard that bitch did this, and this person said this to her, da-da-da-da-da-da. And honestly, at a party, like, imagine, like, I can't drink, but imagine me, like, for me, a nice pineapple juice or an iced tea with a little bit of peach in it or something, just walking around eating crudité and being like, fuck that bitch. Yeah. And that's heaven. And I love it.
All right. Number 5. At dinner, your date flags over the waiter and says, she doesn't like her dish. You want to send it back, right? Heaven or hell?
Hell. And I'll say hell quickly because I will let someone know if I don't like something. Without a doubt. Like, if I truly hate a dish enough to send it back, they'll know. They'll know because I'll be like, I'm so sorry. I find this inedible and I do not want this. And in fact, I need you to take it away from me and I need you to take it off of my check. And I don't want anything else at this restaurant because you lost my faith in your ability to make something edible.
I guess if the roles were reversed, because I feel like I'm the opposite, I'll be like, I'll just eat this, even though this is terrible, but I can't say anything. But like, if you're kind of, say, on a date with someone that is more my personality type, that is like, like your date is like, oh, this isn't my favorite, but like, I'll just keep eating it. Are you the type of person who's like, no, we're going to be sending it back?
I mean, it depends on how, like, if it's just that they don't like, if they're like, oh, I wish I would have gotten this. That's one thing. But if they're like, there was something off with this and I'm worried that like something, but I'll keep eating. I'd be like, no, we'll talk. Or like, there's literally a dead animal inside of here and not like in the ice meat way, but like a rat fell in here and is dead.
I hate when rats fall in there.
Yeah. Then I'd be like, we're going to obviously get, okay. I'd be like, hey, yeah. So I, in some ways, yes, but only I think in a pretty significant scenario.
Okay, last one. Okay, your hairdresser turns your chair around and says, do you think I went too short?
What? If this is the first time she's asking that question, like when she's turned around, like it's done, absolutely not. Get the fuck away from my hair. And my hair takes so long to grow because like, so I have locks and it's like almost like take the length of straight hair and then coil it up so that it's very tight. So it takes a long time for that to grow. So if this person cut it too short, then it's going to be too short for like 6 months. And so I would be like, hell. Because it's like, hey, just so you know, you're going to hate the way you look for the next like half of a year. Just so you know that.
Yeah, we need periodic check-ins.
Yeah. Like, she like the before you take the first snip, I want her to, like, grab a section and be like, here or here? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We've come to the portion of the podcast where we're going to help you decide if in this, in a different scenario in which you're going to present, if you were in the right or the wrong. So whenever you're ready, launch into your story.
So when I was in high school, I dated this guy. I'm going to call him D. We started dating freshman year, took a break sophomore year, and then dated from junior year to senior year and into college. So it was a long-term relationship. We were both like heads of all of our classes. We were both really smart, both into lots of the same things. I knew that we had a connection when they read the psychopath test in front of the class. And me and this guy were the only people to answer in such a way as to communicate that we are, in fact, psychopaths. So,
true love. Okay.
Can I just, real quick, what was one of the questions?
No, so it's truly one question and they call it the psychopath test. So a lady meets this guy at the funeral for a relative and they really hit it off and they have a great conversation and they are really thinking that they're going to go on a date again, but he leaves before she's able to get his information. The next week, her aunt is murdered. Why?
Bad luck?
I guess because he's killing to try to get her number. Is that what it is?
Oh,
he's a serial killer.
No, it's that she killed the aunt so that she, because if he knows someone in the family, her killing the aunt means that he'll be forced to come to the funeral again. She'll be able to see him again and get his number. And both of us were like, obviously she killed him so she could talk to that guy again.
Oh, so you're the psychopath if you
guess. So Sterling, we're good people.
Well, I say this. I was like, of course it's the man. No offense. It's the man that's the killer. It's kind of going with statistics.
So we were dating for a long time, but we broke up truly every 2 weeks. It would be like
for 3 years?
For years. We'd break up like every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks. We were on again, but I went on a debate trip to Boston. It was the Harvard Invitational.
Wow.
Where they get schools from around the country come to this Harvard Invitational. And it was when there was like a record blizzard in Boston. So we went there and then the city was shut down for 3 days. We couldn't get flights out. And the hotel was filled with debate students in high school. So it was mayhem. And everyone who worked there was hoping that I think things would clear up just so they wouldn't have to be around all these like know-it-all high schoolers who were debating constantly about everything. While there, I met and really connected with another debater from a college or a school that was close to ours. Oh, this was in high school. He was in high school. It was all really, here's the reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Me and that guy were like, you know that moment, like before you're about to make out and you both can sense that make out is about to happen?
Oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I took that opportunity. I was like, 1 second. I called my boyfriend. I said, we're off again. We're broken up. We're just to be clear, we're broken up starting at what time? Exactly this time we are broken up. Okay, goodbye. And then went on to make out and like low grade hookup with that guy.
Amazing. Uh-huh.
And then I went back to my hometown and then we got back together again.
Okay, wait. What did he say when you called and said that?
Did he even have time to respond? You just hung up so fast?
Probably not. I remember like a what?
Kind of our questionable behavior today. Our moral conundrum is it okay to break up with someone for a minute so you could maybe make out with a little cutie at the debate? Okay, now we have some questions for you, obviously. Okay, so the cutie at the debate, the Boston debate, did you guys keep seeing each other at all? Or was kind of a one-time kind of snow blizzard?
It was kind of a one-time snow blizzard thing. I think maybe we were at a couple of more competitions and we like, I remember skateboarding down the halls of his high school, but I was back with my boyfriend.
Whoa, so cool.
Yeah, like I was not good at it. I think someone was holding my hand and pulling me on a skateboard. That's a little bit more descriptive. So we saw each other a couple more times, but not really. I did see him again, truly, I want to say like 8 years later when I had just moved to LA and a friend went to an open mic and all of us in the film program went to go support that person. It was really bad. And then I saw this guy get up and it was that guy. And I was like, and then I leaned over to my friend and said, oh my God, I think I blew that guy in high school. And I guess I didn't say that as quietly as I thought, because afterwards he did come up to me and he's like, yes, I am that guy.
Whoa. What are the odds? That's crazy.
Yeah.
And that he's also doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah. I mean, he did. I don't think he does it anymore. It wasn't very funny, but whatever.
One might say he blew it. Okay. So on this trip and this guy, walk me through the moment where you were like, this is going down. Was the light dim? Was there music playing? Was something said that you were like, I have to end it all with my boyfriend?
Yes. I think that we had gone to go see The Pianist of all movies. So we went to go see a sad movie about the Holocaust and a sad Adrian Brody playing the piano to escape anti-Semitism. Whatever. Okay. We had done that. I think we had eaten at the one restaurant that was open in the hotel because there was nowhere else to eat. And then we was like, oh, where are we going? And so we went back to his hotel room and his friend was there. But he was like, hey, he said to his friend, hey, it seems like I got a call from the coach. You got to go to talk to the coach right now. So the friend left the hotel room. And then it's me and him in the hotel room looking at each other like, And then I was like, 1 second. Hey, it's over. Okay. Yeah. sorry. We're going to have to break up right now. Okay. Bye.
Did you realize like in that moment or the whole night, were you starting to grow affection towards this guy?
I think I was having affection toward that man, but I had been in this relationship for a long time. I think I'd had like periodic affection for other people. And it was like, hey, just don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like have it, but don't do anything about it. But it was clear that something was going to get done about it. And so I had to break up with my boyfriend. Yeah.
Now, when you were doing the little breakup, were you kind of like, I know we're going to get back together. I just want to make sure like my record is clear.
I think in my heart at the time, it was like, oh, this is an opportunity to end it forever.
Okay.
But then we got back together again anyway. So
did he win you back or did you go running towards the ex?
More winning back.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Okay. How do you do it?
That's, winning back is an overstatement. Truly. Okay. I got back into town. I was like, he was like, let's go to the movies or something. And I told him, I hooked up with this other guy. And then he was like, okay. And then we started making out. And then, and this is complicated, and it was a different time. But it was like, hey, no, he doesn't possess you. I possess you. He took my virginity. And then we went to go see Daredevil. Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, he took your virginity in that moment?
Yeah.
Oh, when y'all got back together.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
It was a lot of manipulation in a way that I don't think was the most healthy. That's why I said it was a different time. But it was a bit of manipulation in a way that I don't think was healthy.
It's hard because also you both were young, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you're figuring out relationships, probably not doing the best you ever did, but you are teens. So it's okay, you know, or like some of the behavior has to be like remembered in that context of being young.
Yeah, where it was like, hey, we were young and I'm not like, I am not still in that place. And now if someone were to behave in this way, I would be like, what? but also I would not behave in this way. So
of course. Just
a lot of things would be different.
Okay. Well, I have a lot of fondness for a beautiful little makeout in high school. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I love that kind of in your brain, you were like, this is okay as long as we're broken up, even if it's for one single second. And I think like, I love that like logic of kind of like a teen head. Like, I love that. I'm like, you know, it's kind of gorgeous. And it's just kind of like a beautiful like innocence, I think, of just like, oh yeah, this like works if I can kind of like make sure my hands are clean. It was such like an on and off again kind of romance. And you are in high school. And it's like, when else are you going to be stuck in a hotel in Boston in a snowstorm at
DeBay?
And like, this little cutie is right there. It's like, you got to go for the little cutie in front of you, you know? And so I think you did an amazing thing by even breaking up. I would say you didn't. I hate to be like this. You didn't even need to break up with it. You know, I'm like, just go do it. Just go do it. You guys are probably going to break up again in maybe 2 weeks. So, you know, we'll figure it out. And I think you did ultimately go back and tell him like, hey, I was with somebody else. Like, you kind of, I think your hands are totally clean. It is the other person's decision how they either want to proceed with you or not. And they decided, woohoo, let's keep going.
Yeah.
And they knew everything.
Yeah.
So I think you were clear. You communicated. You wiped your hands. And you got a gorgeous makeout. And that is priceless. So I'm going to say good behavior. Easy. Easy.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think after hearing this story, I mean, first of all, to be in high school and have someone who mutually wants to kiss your face, I never had that, you know?
Oh, so sad, Blair.
Not to bring it down, but mood.
Blair's like, well, it's so cool. No one ever kind of put me on a skateboard in high school.
I never had that.
It wasn't a snowstorm with me.
And,
he's like, don't forget how lucky you are.
And I think that's beautiful because I remember, not to make this about me, but I'm going to, I remember my whole 10th grade year, I had real bad acne and I had a zit. It was a dark zit right here the entire year.
Whole year?
Yeah.
How did it last the whole year?
I guess I had poor hygiene. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
But I eventually.
I think it's because those acne patches didn't exist then. Like,
they
now
didn't.
Those...
I know. Game changer.
I wish that those had existed when I was in high school.
I know, truly.
So I'd like to think if I didn't have that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer type zit, that I could have been making out with someone in a hotel in Boston. But I say all that to say this.
Yeah.
Your hands were clean.
Thank you.
And you got to do a fun thing. And you know what? I'm going to take it a step further and say that you were even charitable by getting back with your ex, even though you clearly stated, but you're like, all right, he needs this. Here I am.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm going to say good behavior as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I will send this to him.
I think the only bad behavior in this scenario is you did date someone who did open mics in Los Angeles. So that is really only morally questionable. But you didn't know. You didn't know. And sometimes...
And you also moved.
Yeah. And then you saw him. You said, get me out of here. I can't imagine the terror I would have of attending an open mic and then having someone go up and be like, oh my God, did I made out with him in high school?
She did more than make out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be
I
so
believe
scared.
She played an instrument known as the penis flute.
Oh, God. Anyways, so all that's to say, can you officially deemed good behavior.
Thank you. I'm trying so hard to be good. And that's like such a big part of who I am as a person that I very often hedge my bets and make sure my hands are clean by calling people and being like, I'm about to do a thing that could technically be bad, but I'm telling you that I'm doing it. So it's not bad. I'm actually a good person. Okay, good luck. Stop crying. Okay, bye.
Now we have a little speech for you because obviously it can be a little nerve-wracking coming up with an acceptance speech on the spot for such an award as good behavior. So we're going to send you a little acceptance speech, which we'll have you read aloud.
Okay, wow. I have a really long list of people to thank. First, I'd like to thank every teacher I've ever had. I can't remember any of their names, but the impact they all had on me was huge. I'd also like to thank every rat in New York that ran across my feet for making me the strong woman I am today. I want to make sure to thank all those strangers that came up to me after shows and said, you know, you're actually really funny. Without them, I'd be nowhere. I share this award with each and every one of you. Wow. That is huge.
Beautiful. Have you had people do that after shows? I feel like that's a common thing where people be like, my friend dragged me here, but you're actually really funny. Keep up the good work. You're like,
yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Actually, in the sentence, does so much.
Worse.
And it makes it so much worse. Also, the I'm sure it's coming from a nice place, but keep it up or keep at it. Nothing makes me feel worse than I see that you were attempting a life skill and you have not achieved it, but keep at it. And I'm sure one day someone will find this entertaining. I did not, but someone will like the thing that you put your heart and soul into and have been doing for 10 years, trying desperately to make a living in. But you know what? Keep at it.
You know what also hurts? You made a really good effort tonight.
Oh,
push me down some stairs.
Oh, God.
Well, are we enemies? I don't even know you.
Okay, well, this was truly so much fun to have you on today, Kadise. Can you tell listeners where they can follow you if there's any upcoming shows or things to plug for you?
Sure. I'm at Caveat doing my one-person show, Don't Kill Yourself Yet. 4 p.m. It's Julia's time because I was like, okay, I'd like to have the show and then be able to go out for dinner afterwards and then go to sleep and be in bed by 10 o'clock. So, yeah.
Gorgeous. So
yeah. And that's this Saturday, June 1st, 4 p.m. at Caveat.
Yeah. In general, you should check me out on Kadise Mobley across all the socials, TikTok, Insta, Twitter. I'm not saying the new name because it's dumb.
Yeah.
Facebook, all of it.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.